Today is the day, Wobo Land, total solar eclipse day.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
See what we did there. Today is the day everyone is talking about, the total solar eclipse that will cross North America this afternoon. Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers has more on what we can all expect.
Millions of people from northern Mexico to Maine will be in the 115-mile-wide path of totality for the solar eclipse. The last one the U.S. had was in 2017, and the next one won't happen until 2044. A total solar eclipse happens when the moon passes between the sun and Earth, completely blocking the face of the sun for a few minutes. If you're planning to watch the eclipse, be sure to wear specialized eye protection designed for it, not just sunglasses. The special solar filter prevents the wearer from severe eye injury. During the eclipse, it will be darker, the temperature will drop, and birds and plants will act unusually. Stars and planets will also be visible during the eclipse. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
So when it comes to those special solar eclipse glasses, the folks with NASA issued a statement saying, and I quote, "Please, please, please put those glasses on." Yeah, those were the exact words from NASA Administrator Bill Nelson. He said sunglasses are not protective enough. And for those of you using binoculars or telescopes, they're not good enough either without a proper solar filter. Apparently, that can kind of block out some of the intense sunlight. Essentially, if you don't use all of the special filters and the special glasses, ultimately it could lead to eye damage. They also say, according to NASA, old eclipse glasses, and in fact, a lot of you have asked me about this, old eclipse glasses from the 2017 total solar eclipse or October's Ring of Fire eclipse, those glasses are, in fact, safe to use as long as they aren't warped or don't have any scratches or holes or anything like that. So, yes, you can use them. For those of you headed to Indy right now, like my producer, Josh Williams, he is on the road as we speak, headed to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway for the Eclipse Watch Party happening there. Apparently, they're expecting just anywhere from 50 to 60,000 people right there at IMS. But for those of you headed south, according to the experts, Indianapolis rests in the solar eclipse's path of totality, all right? It is expected to be visible over the Indy area around 3:06 p.m. Here in Fort Wayne, technically, we are not in the path of totality. We are considered to be what's called in the path of a deep partial, okay? We're talking 99.72%, so pretty darn close to totality. That's going to happen right around 3:10 p.m. here in the Summit City. But I want you to take note of something, especially if you are at work or if your kiddos do still have school today. The eclipse will begin in the Fort Wayne area right around 1:54 p.m., with that maximum coverage, as I said, at 3:10 p.m. The eclipse will then end not until 4:24 p.m. So it's a good idea to stay put for the entire eclipse, as major traffic headaches are expected even here in the Fort Wayne area. The big question on everyone's mind, of course, will it be clear enough to see the eclipse? We do have some early morning clearing right now that's going to try to hang on as we head to the afternoon. We are expecting just an ever so slight thin layer of clouds, so it might make things a little bit murky here. But we're going to be checking in with the National Weather Service this morning to get you the very latest. That will be coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, actually at 7:10. So make sure you are tuned in for that. Coming up right now, I've got Mike Wilson. He's standing by with a live look at our local headlines. To me, this is just as important, if not more important, than the solar eclipse. Early voting for the primary starts tomorrow in Allen County, which means today is your last day to get registered to vote. We've got everything you need to know straight ahead here on Whoa Whoa.
Podcasts by Federated Media.